Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people, and Ben James from Town Farm in Northampton, a local hero himself who, not single-handedly, but come on, close, started the Tuesday Farmers Market in downtown Northampton from May till early November, which is like an oasis in the middle of the week because most farmers markets, or although it's changing, happen on the weekend, but there is a farmers market happening tomorrow on Christmas Eve day. If you need an emergency arugula salad or some emergency sweet potatoes for some sweet potato pancake latkes.
For those of you who are Jewish and observing Christmas and need Chinese food, there's lots of greens you can go get.
Uh-huh. Pot soy, bok choy.
And
do you make pork chops, spare ribs?
Not for your Jewish
rangoon?
Traditional Chinese.
Oh, right.
And then, of course, if you're just a runner-of-the-mill Christian celebrating Christmas and you haven't done all your shopping, there's amazing array of things from fresh foods you can buy to meads, as we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And then there's Bug Hill Farm will be there with
incredible
cordials.
Cuts of meat, leg of lamb. Whole chickens, yeah. The range of food at this market is incredible.
The Saturday market in Northampton, Ben James from Town Farm.
Yeah.
Is this an every Saturday thing in Northampton?
Every Saturday of the winter except for New Year's Eve. We have these gorgeous greens growing in greenhouses across the valley. So the perception that local food diminishes over the winter just is not true anymore. It diminishes.
It doesn't go extinct.
Yeah, there's no sweet corn, there's no tomatoes,
but
the range of salad greens and leafy greens that you can get along with the root vegetables and all the apples, that sort of thing.
In years past, winter markets either in Franklin County or Hampshire County were like a one-off, maybe once a month if you're lucky thing, and they were really robust. And there was plenty of stuff to get there, but kind of felt like wintry markets. How are you able to do this on a weekly basis all throughout the winter in Northampton? Ben James from Town Farm. And it's in the dynamite space, I should say, right?
Yes. The market is in the dynamite space down in the bottom of Thorns, which is a great place. There's live music every week. All the people selling vegetables there do have greenhouses, and that's how we do it. And it's actually a really neat thing. I was saying to Phil earlier that we have plenty of work to do all winter. It's not like suddenly we have no work, but a lot of it's on the computer, a lot of it's inside. And as a farmer, to be able to go out and actually like smell the soil and get our hands dirty and get into this steamy environment of the greenhouse is just totally pleasurable. You know, it's actually rejuvenating in the winter to be able to do it.
What are you growing in your greenhouse, Ben?
We are growing arugula, kale, tatsoi, mizuna, all things for our salad mix that we put together, you know. That's mostly what we've got going in the greenhouse. But then we've got tunnels out in the field that we've got kale growing under, you know. We're still harvesting.
You're growing it in tunnels?
Well, it's like these low tunnels. They're like 3 feet high. They've got this row cover and then plastic over them. And then after it snows, we actually crawl in it and we harvest the kale under the snow load.
Well, most kids are trying to dig snow tunnels when it gets a lot of snow, so you've already created these tunnels. It's Christmas Eve day that this market is happening in the dynamite space in Thorns. Come up with a menu for me of something that I might be able to make for Christmas Eve dinner or Christmas dinner of what's going to be at the market, Ben James.
I can't answer that because I come Chinese if I answer that, so I got to leave it to Ben.
Phil, you are so hardcore into Jewish Christmas, you're going to Chinatown.
You got to go to the source. It's like the promised land on Christmas Day. You got to go.
We're going to be making a leg of lamb from Leiden Glen Farm or a roast chicken from Mockingbird Farm. Both of those would just be phenomenal. A salad mix from either from Town Farm or from Atlas Farm with salad dressing made by Appalachian Naturals. I love their ginger miso dressing. And then root vegetables from Winter Moon Farms or Atlas Farms. Applesauce from Apex Orchards,
the Jewish people.
Right. You want to be very open-minded, I think.
Sour cream from anybody? That would be just top it off.
And then, of course, your libations, the meads, or whether you want to get some cordials from Bug Hill Farm.
A lot of stores stay open last minute on Christmas Eve so that you can get your last minute things. You and Town Farm and the Saturday Market in Northampton in the basement of Thorns in the Dynamite Space are the last minute if you need local hero produced farm products.
This food is just straight out of the field, straight out of the greenhouse, and it'll last till New Year's.
Ben James from Town Farm in Northampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.